Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And you can also follow us on social media. Rob is at Rob Parker FSR on Instagram. I'm at Chris underscore Broussard on Twitter. Chris Broussard 68 on the gram. All right, we got Randy Mueller, former NFL executive
of
the year.
I'm going to get on his case. I can't wait
to
talk to
him. Now a Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst joining us at the bottom of the hour. You want to jump on his case?
Yes.
About what?
He was a big Matt. Remember, we had him on. We talked to him about Matt Stafford. He was all in. I want to hear what he has to say now.
I didn't remember that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was all in, all the way. Okay. Like, I don't know. There's nothing wrong with him. That's what he said. All right.
All right. Well, yeah, we'll get into that. So you want to keep it locked for that. And following that, Parker's power rankings. That's always fun. And I'll pick them apart, but we'll do that at the end.
No, I've been pretty good. You haven't even been complaining lately.
Yeah,
I think you're losing your edge a little bit.
I can't always jump on you, you know.
All right. I'm just
saying. So anyway, yes. All right. Speaking of losing your edge, Rob, the Seattle Seahawks have certainly done that. Last night.
Stinky. Chris, I told you it was all over before the season even started. I told you it was all over in Seattle. Sleepless in Seattle. How about winless in Seattle?
Well, they're not quite winless. They have won three.
But all right, well, they have won lately.
Yeah, right. 3-8. And last night beaten 17-15 by the mediocre, the fair to Midland Washington football team. And here's what I'm throwing at. And I mean, like you said, you called it before the season. So I guess I can guess where you're going on this. But there's now talk, Rob, that, you know, the talk is heated up that this could be Russell Wilson's last year in Seattle and that the team needs to move on and trade him. What are your thoughts?
I'm all for it. I said this, Chris. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Don't hold on to him too long. That team has more holes than a golf course. So it is time to move on and plug him by getting some picks. We started, Chris. You know, like, you had a nice run. What should have been was they should have won two championships back-to-back, right? If they would have run the ball in the end zone, they would have had two championships. They had the Legion of Boom, Russell Wilson, Pete Carroll. It would have been a beautiful story, tie a bow on it. They only got one. And now the defense is no good. The offense is no good. And it doesn't make sense to have a quarterback that eats up that much of the salary cap when you can't fix the other places because there's no money for those places. So it only makes sense. The guy was disgruntled last offseason, was, you know, talking big and bad last offseason. Make the move. It is time to rebuild. And I think sometimes people hold on to people too long. It's not a disrespect or you think he can't play or anything like that, Chris. It's not. It's just like keeping him and having limitations on what you can bring in to help make it better is the problem. So the best thing is trade him while he has big value, get some draft picks, and then start to rebuild that Seattle Seahawks situation and have the chance to try to win again. And you know what? Something's been bugging me for a while. You always talked about, Chris, before Russell Wilson, they didn't win anything. They went to the Super Bowl against Pittsburgh. I mean, I want to make
sure.
Did they
win it?
No, they lost, but they did. Let's not make it like they went to the Super Bowl.
Were they
Bowl
a
right
mainstay
now.
In the playoffs?
No,
like that?
Okay. They went to the Super Bowl.
They were a pretty good team.
They went to the Super Bowl.
I mean, they haven't been horrible.
No, I just wanted to make sure because I think I remember you saying, like, before Russell Wilson, Pete Carroll, they didn't do anything.
They went to the Super Bowl. I was talking about Pete Carroll, but Pete Carroll didn't take them to the Super Bowl.
No, but I'm saying the organization had gone to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, one time in their 36, well, what, one time before Russell Wilson, they have been to the Super Bowl one time in their 36-year history.
All right, tell the Lions.
You happy with that?
Tell the Lions and the Browns.
They're not comparing themselves to the freaking Lions and what? The Browns. Not just to fit your narrative, all right? All right, because that you want to act like, oh, they were big and bad in Seattle.
No, but
they weren't
act like
sleepless. They weren't winless. They were nasty. They were tough. They were gritty. They got to the Super Bowl. Yeah, one time in 36 years. Don't give me that. Don't even give me that. Yeah, I thought so.
No, I already made my point. Go ahead. So you want to keep Russell Wilson
and
have a bad franchise with a star quarterback.
They're not a bad franchise.
They're terrible.
This will be
terrible.
This will likely be, it's not even guaranteed yet, but likely be the first losing record in Russell Wilson's career, Rob.
Right,
and his career started in 2012.
And 250 gets you on the New York City subway. What is that?
No, so you know what that gets you? It gets you into the Hall of Fame. They have got a Hall of Fame quarterback smack dab in the middle of his prime, just turned 33 years old yesterday, I believe. And you want to trade him? You want to go back to the Jim Zorn, Matt Hasselbeck, Dave Krieg.
Craig, however you used to say it.
Seneca Wallace, Tavares, Jack. You want to go back to that? You don't trade away a Hall of Fame quarterback in his prime.
Chris,
unless
they have traded away and gotten rid of.
Give me your little list.
Because
all of them were past their prime.
No,
Which one was still in his prime?
No, huh? but the point is that they moved on from those guys.
And were
those
they guys, in their primes?
And those guys went on to play and do well. Brett Favre went to the NFC Championship game.
He was Rob.
Joe Montana went to the AFC Championship game.
They had Aaron Rodgers in waiting. And Brett Favre was older. You know he wasn't. He still wasn't
at
his best.
But he still went to the NFC Championship game.
Oh, he still was okay. Yeah, he still could throw a football. Joe Montana. They had Steve Young, another Hall of Famer.
All right, but
in waiting.
He still went to the AFC Championship game in Kansas City, Joe Montana.
But he was older.
Peyton Manning won a Super Bowl after they got rid of him.
They had Andrew Luck in waiting. And Peyton Manning was coming off a horrific neck injury. So, Rob, they're not the same. Russell, look, it is easier to rebuild around Russell Westbrook.
They don't have any space.
Then draft properly. Then make some good trades. I'm serious. And you know what? Before I would trade Russell Wilson, I would fire Pete Carroll. If it comes to that.
Why does Pete Carroll have to be in the equation?
Because here's the deal. Here's the deal.
It ain't an either or.
Well, let me finish. We know this, and it's not every time. There are exceptions. But in many cases, Rob, a very good coach comes in and changes things immediately. Immediately. Sean McDermott goes to Buffalo.
What
Buffalo
if they won?
Hadn't, hold on. Buffalo hadn't been good since Jim Kelly walked out of the door. They had missed the playoffs for 17 straight years. In his first season, Sean McDermott gets them in the playoffs. Sean McVay goes to the Rams. They had missed the playoffs for a dozen straight years. In his first season.
Chris, stop it.
They're balling. Andy Reid goes to Kansas City, which was a joke. Hadn't been good since the days of Otis Taylor and Lynn Dawson.
Who?
Maybe Christian Okoye here or there.
Yeah, all right.
Jamal Charles here or there.
Nightmare.
Yeah, they were all right. But immediately he turned. They go from 2 wins to 11 with Alex Smith as quarterback. Rob, my point is this. If you get the right coach in there. Oh, because they got some ballers. DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett. Remember the running back Chris Carson is hurt. Jamal Adams. Oh, yeah, everybody's down on Jamal Adams. And I'm not saying he can't improve. Okay, fine. But he still can ball. They got some pieces. I think Pete Carroll's grown stale. Pete Carroll wasn't a great NFL coach.
What are you, an ageist now? Just because he's a little long in the tooth and gray hair?
I don't care if he was 34. I don't care if he was the age of one of your dates.
Can I see
it? I'll be saying it.
You know, that's always the hard part when I date. Every time I go out on a date.
Are you out with your daughter? They ask
You know, they got off to Carter to make sure she could even get into the restaurant, you know? Oh, I'm sorry.
But I'm telling you, right, look, and I'm not on a fire Pete Carroll binge.
Yes, you
I'm
are. Just, what no, did Pete Carroll do to
what
you?
What I'm saying is this, Rob. If it comes down to one or the other, like if I'm like, okay, we got to do something. We're stuck in a lurch. I am thinking about getting rid of Pete Carroll and bringing in a new coach before I am thinking about trading Russell Wilson. Because, Rob, you know this. There are whole franchises who have never in their entire existence had a Hall of Fame quarterback in his prime or period. And now I'm just going to give one away because of one bad season? They were 12-4 last year.
I'm not buying into where they are and what they need so many things to get this team thing back together, Chris. They need more than tape and glue. You're like, oh, they'll be all right next year. No.
I'm not saying it's not an uphill climb. I'm just saying I would rather build with a Hall of Fame quarterback. Because, Rob, that's the hardest thing to get.
That's what every team wants.
And they've been – that the reason they've been in the playoffs, relevant, yes, they haven't won it.
Chris.
But, heck, Green Bay didn't win it. Green Bay hasn't won it with Aaron Rodgers since, what, 2010, 2011?
Yeah, but here's my thing.
Should they have traded him?
Did you see what they just did in New England? They had a Hall of Fame quarterback. They let him go.
Yeah, and he went somewhere and won the Super Bowl.
No. They were down for 1 year. They won 7 games, and now they're back in the playoff hunt
because
they rebuilt the team and they put a young quarterback in the right system. Chris, you're the one talking about that.
Best coach in history.
Hold on. You're talking about the Patriots are Super Bowl contenders, and they did it in 1 year. They got rid of a Hall of Fame quarterback. This is the blueprint. Chris Broussard,
is Bill Belichick
this is the blueprint.
Walking through that door? Bill Belichick walking through that door in
this
Seattle?
This is the blueprint. Seattle went to the Super Bowl back-to-back years. What are you talking
about?
That was
a decade ago.
Stop ripping Pete Carroll. Give the man some respect. What's wrong with you?
Rob Parker, when New Orleans went 7-9 for 4 out of 5 seasons, did they trade away Drew Brees?
They should have.
No, they should not have. I get it. They didn't win another Super Bowl. But you know what? They were in the hunt. They were in the fight. They were in the thick of it every single year, pretty much. When Pittsburgh, about 8 years ago, went back-to-back years without making the playoffs, did they get rid of Big Ben Roethlisberger? I need some music. Did they get rid of Big Ben Roethlisberger?
They should have.
No!
We don't have time for all that.
And I get it. They have not yet won a Super Bowl since then. But still, they were relevant. They gave the fans a reason to come out to the stadium. The fans believed they could go into every season saying, we got Big Ben. We got Drew Brees. We got a chance. And the fans of Seattle, they deserve more than you want to give them. You want them to hit rock bottom. You want them to go to the abyss. There's no guarantee you climb out of the abyss. You should know that having worked in Detroit for 20 years. The fans in Seattle deserve a contender. And with Russell Wilson at the helm, that's what you get. This year, throw it away. It's an aberration. It's a once-in-a-decade type thing. Russell Wilson will be back. Don't trade him. Fire the coach instead.
You know what? You got me so hungry talking about the abyss. The next time I go out to dinner, I'm going to get some lobster abyss. You know what I'm saying?
It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, and it's your turn to weigh in. All right, what do you think? Should the Seattle
have a voice
Seahawks
for TV in the morning?
I know,
keep it up.
I might
keep
be hoarse. I got to go get some tea. Should the Seattle Seahawks consider trading away Russell Wilson this offseason? Your turn to weigh in, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Beyer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And it's your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox. Should Seattle trade away Russell Wilson after this season? What do you say? All right, it's your turn to weigh in.
And you know what? We're going right up there to the blind Seahawks fan, Chris, in Olympia, Washington, and you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Perfect guy. What's up?
Chris and Rob, how are you guys doing on this trash talk?
Talking Tuesday.
Very good. Very good. Nice. We are well.
That's good to hear. My thing on the Seattle Seahawks is this. I feel like you should get rid of Pete Carroll first. I mean, he's done so much for this franchise. I'm not gonna deny that. I think he deserves respect. I still love Pete Carroll, but he's getting up there in age. And the thing is, with the Seahawks, is there's not just one thing that they need to improve. There's a couple. Maybe get a new running back who can stay healthy, an offensive line, a defense. Like, there's a lot of work to be done for us to be like 2014, 2013 Seahawks, but
right,
it can happen. And with Russell Wilson too, is I wouldn't trade him unless he like starts tearing your franchise down. That's
right.
The only time
I'd
trade
him. If he pulls a Deshaun Watson and is like, I'm not playing another snap, and he's willing to hold out, and in fact maybe does hold out, that's one thing. But, and he might, I don't think he will go through all that.
Thanks for the call.
I don't think
appreciate
it's his personality.
Yeah, I still think that it's at some point you got to take a look and try to figure out, which way you want to go and the franchise. It's not a disrespect to him. It's just sometimes you got to move forward and you might have to move forward without him. How about Nick in New York? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Nick?
Rob, how we doing out there? I got to admit it. I almost filed a missing person report because you haven't posted any oversized clothes on Instagram in a few days.
That's right.
Oversized clothes.
Yes. I need to get back to it, of course.
Oh, man. I love it. I like it every time. It's hilarious. I think that Russ is going to be gone. I think that his wife is going to be in his ear. I think with her being a superstar, and I don't think Seattle is big enough now for Russ anymore. I think it's time to go. He's been the line they've never improved. He's always ran around. And if anything's happened on offense, I feel like it's always been a broken play. It's never been set with him in the pocket. He's either got to run around, he's got to do all these things. I think it's time to – I just think it's after a relationship, at a certain time, you're both just done. And I feel like Russ is at that point, and Seattle may hold on. But I think him signing that extension gives them leverage to make a trade to rebuild. And I think it's time.
It is time, Nick. Man, great call. Appreciate you. How about time. Sergio – in El Paso,
you might be rebuilding for 27 years.
Fox Sports Radio.
You want to go through that?
What's up, Chris, Rob, Alex, Rob?
What up,
What up, Sergio? How are you?
Hey, I'm good, man. I hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving and a great Trash Talking Tuesday.
Hey, you guys are extra funny today.
Hey, Rob, I like that more holes in this team than a golf course. That one had me slapping my knee. The other day, too. I forgot which one.
But. It's been a while since he had a good one. That was
what? Are you kidding? Every day, I drop. Hey, Sergio, I drop gems every day. Chris just isn't listening. He's too busy flossing his teeth while I'm doing jokes.
Hey, Chris, I hear you laughing, man. Don't ever say it's not funny. But, man, I hate doing this. I'm not agreeing with both of you, but I think Chris is right. You don't trade a guy like that unless he I'm done, Deshaun Watson type of thing. But I think it's a blessing in disguise because I think he's already there, but he hasn't shown it to the public. So if you trade him now to, like, one of the places he wanted to be, like the Bears and, like, not – I say specifically the Bears, but any other place where they can give you picks and, like, a bridge quarterback, like a young Justin Fields, that'll be good for them. And I'm a Niner fan, man. I don't want to see them do good, but trust me, I mean – I think keeping Russell Wilson will always be the best thing, but I think right now you need to find someone that can give you picks and a bridge quarterback, and you can restart yourself.
All right, Sergio. I get
it. Well, Rob, the teams, the four teams that his agent said he would go to were Dallas, which obviously I wouldn't do it if I'm Dallas. I would keep Dak. What would you do?
I'd take Russell Wilson.
Would you?
Yep. If you're ready to
win, great.
Ready to win and you think you got everything, Chris, it's not like Dak can't play, but one guy's been to the Super Bowl a couple times.
He's a certain Hall of Famer.
That's what I'm saying. Are you sure he's going to the Hall of Fame? Being like Tony Romo, right? I mean, he could, Chris. Tony Romo put up great numbers during the regular season.
I'd say because Dak's younger and very good. Very good. I keep that. But, you know, look, Russell's better. I'd say he's better. Las Vegas, yeah, you do that. Chicago and New Orleans. If those squads, I'm looking at New Orleans if I'm Russell Westbrook. I mean, Russell Wilson. I keep saying Westbrook.
Yeah.
I like New Orleans of those. I like New Orleans of those. All right, we'll get Randy Mueller to talk about it with him in a moment. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We welcome in the former NFL Executive of the Year, now Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst, our friend Randy Mueller. Randy, how are you?
Randy, what's happening?
Hey, guys, good to be back. Hope you're doing good.
Hey, Randy, I got a bone to pick with you. I'm going to let Chris go first, and we'll get what we're talking about. But I got a bone to pick with you.
Get ready for him.
That's right, Randy. And you better be ready for this.
All right, Randy.
My ankle's taped.
We were just talking about what they should do in Seattle. As you know, they're 3-8 now. And there's a lot of talk about this being the last year for Russell Wilson in Seattle. I'm of the belief, Randy, that unless he goes Deshaun Watson and won't play for my team anymore or something like that, I'm against philosophically giving up a Hall of Fame quarterback who's still relatively young, only 33, and in his prime. I'd rather rebuild around him. If I need a new coach, then so be it. But I just don't think those guys grow on trees, and you could go decades before you got another quarterback like that. So I would keep Russell. Rob saying it's time to move on. Others
make a
have said
trade,
the same.
Get what would you form and rebuild? Yeah. Where are you?
If you're running the team, where would you be at?
Well, I ran it for a lot of years, and I've spent decades trying to find a Russell Wilson. So
right.
Trust me, I was there 20 years. I guess here's the thing: I am never for getting rid of good players. Right? He is a good player, or has been. I wouldn't say the last 3 weeks that his body of work has backed up really his first 10 years in the league. So that's somewhat of a concern. I don't think they've done him any favors in what they've built around him. But having said that, I don't think he's going anywhere unless they have options. And that's the case with any good players. I'm not up for getting rid of anybody unless you have some options that allow you to move ahead. I don't think starting a rebuild is what any new coach, or I know Carroll doesn't want to do. They don't want to start a rebuild. So if he can be part of the solution, I think they would be fine with that. I think in this case, you got to look deep as to what some decisions that they have made the last 3 or 4 years. Drafting hasn't been good. Their cap's been in a tough spot. They don't have depth that they had at one point. Again, they've just an exodus of players and hasn't been supplanted with the same quality the last 5 or 6 years kind of put them where they're at. And this is the first down year Pete has had since he's been there.
Right. But that's my thing is that, like, there's not a lot of maneuverability for them. That's why I'm saying if you can get some players or picks or whatever and just start it over, like, this is not the same Legion of Boom and chance of winning the Super Bowl. This team has a lot. I said it has more holes than a golf course. That's where Seattle is right now. Here's my bone to pick with you, though.
Gotcha. Why do I know what this is going to lead to?
You know it's about Matthew Stafford and the L.A. and the L.A. Shams. That's what this is about. I told you, Randy, I covered Matthew Stafford from day one. He doesn't beat the good teams. He's now 9-70 against teams over 500. There was another stat that he's never won a game against a team that's had more than five wins over 500. He's never beaten a team of that caliber. Hmm. What do you make of Stafford? What's happened the last 3 weeks? People can't blame this on him playing for a lousy team because they gave him everything you want, and they're not winning.
Yeah. Well, first of all, when did I become the president of the Matthew Stafford?
All right, Randy's like, don't put that on me.
Here's the deal, and it seems like I'm always taken up for Matthew Stafford, which I'm really not, but because he's played bad, especially the last 3 or 4 weeks. All I'm saying is there's more blame to go around than just him. I don't think he had much to do with them being time of possession last week, 20 minutes to 40 minutes in Green Bay. I mean, I do think he is such an intriguing and intriguing arm talent that I think it puts McVay in I want to play with bells and whistles mode all the time, and he's gotten away from the running game. The other thing is the offensive line has been pushed around and bullied, and it seems like we say the same thing every week, but since Tennessee took them apart, they have lacked the physicality to run the ball and stop the run. And the reason that running games are effective is you have to practice them every day, which strengthens your defense as well. So their defense, I don't think, gets to play against the power running games. And when it comes to Sunday, then it's like a car wreck. They get hit in the mouth and they don't know how to react, you know?
Go ahead, Randy. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say pad level, all of the things that a running game brings helps your defense as well. And it's taken its toll on these guys. They don't have depth. They have few. They're top heavy cap wise. They're paying all their money to their star players, and the rotation they have on defense isn't what it once was. And I think that's affecting them as well.
Yeah, I wanted to just say a follow up, Chris, about the defense because they really, I mean, did they touch Aaron Rodgers last week?
They down been getting punched Packers, in the mouth too.
Packers were down a couple of linemen. I just don't even like. They didn't even get to them. How bad is the defense? I know they're in the 20s now as far as rank in the NFL.
Well, the thing was, it's the power running game that they struggle against. A.J. Dillon last week for Green Bay, it was like watching Earl Campbell, right? They turned him into a downhill, big number, between the tackles guy, and they could do nothing about it. They couldn't get him on the ground. They used Jalen Ramsey in a questionable way. I mean, I see him covering tight ends out in space. What the heck are we doing with that? So their defense has to take part of the blame as well. But I think beyond anything else, Sean McVay has to get back to the basics. You know, he came up in the Shanahan running game, and he's gone away from that completely to kind of do his own thing and chase a bunch of fancy plays and big plays. They're trying to get by with big plays, and they're just not making them.
Randy, let's go to the AFC. Baltimore has the best record in the conference at 8-3. But Lamar struggled. We know he had the 4 interceptions over the weekend, but his last 5 games, 7 touchdown passes, 9 interceptions, and hasn't run for a touchdown since his second week of the season. Are you concerned about him at all? There's talk that if you blitz him and go cover 0, you can neutralize him. Like, are you concerned with him at this point? Because it's pretty much Super Bowl or bust for Baltimore.
Right. I'm less concerned with him because I think we know what Lamar is. But I am concerned a little bit, and I've had this concern last year, is that when you get to the second half of the season, they've kind of played their arsenal, right? They've showed everything they can be. That power running game really can't advance any further. There's only so many things you can do running RPOs and the option, and they've done that all. Unfortunately, defenses do catch up to you. So they've got to find some way to change things up enough to give them a different look, to give them a different chance. And they just haven't done that. They didn't do it last year, in my opinion, either. So that's the problem with these power running games is they just don't have anywhere to go. Look at Cleveland. They don't have anywhere to go. Last year, New England, when Cam was there, they didn't have any place to advance their passing game. So I think in Baltimore's sense, they've got to find a way to spread the field a little better and obviously protect him. But he's got to make some throws in the passing game as well. And they just haven't advanced that part of their repertoire, if that makes any sense.
No, it does. It does.
All right, Randy, you're back in my good graces, okay? You're back in my good graces now.
Man, I'm going to sleep good tonight.
Oh, Randy Mueller, former NFL Executive of the Year. We appreciate your time, man.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Yep. All right, yep. Parker's Power Rankings are next. Who's number one? Find out. Keep it locked. Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Cleveland!
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And it is time for Parker's Power Rankings.
Can you increase your power? Do you need the power?
Yeah.
Well, here it comes.
Power.
Can you feel
power.
The power?
Power.
It's Parker's Power Ranking.
All right, here we go, Chris. You ready?
Hold on to your bonnet.
Number five.
Number five. Bill Belichick has done it without Tom Brady.
Wow.
That's right. He's in the top five.
Wow.
They keep rolling. What, they've won six in a row? They're
not
doing
two,
it with
not
defense.
Three, not four. Not,
that's right,
not
LeBron.
Five.
Six in a row, all facets of the game. And the Patriots continue to roll with a rookie quarterback. It has been an impressive turnaround.
Number four.
Chris's favorite team, not Kansas City, the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Wow. Look
at
you just
8-3.
Wow. Tonight.
They finally moved up. I'm looking at teams. It's
you had them like
me.
15th last week or something
yeah,
like
I
that.
Was no, it was 34th. But, you know, I was counting them in the old AFL, Chris. That's how I had them. Obviously, very good right there. Tampa Bay, 8-3. They get another win, a big win against the Colts. That was a good team, Chris,
Colts
to have
good.
To win that game. I know the Colts turned the ball over four times. What was it, four picks? But still, it was a tough game, and they won it at the end after the Colts had tied the game at 31. So they could have easily lost that game, despite Brady didn't play great, but Leonard Fournette, right, four touchdowns. He was awesome running the football. Brady, I think, had one touchdown, one pick. But they get it done. Tampa Bay, I'm going to put at number four.
Number three.
Number three, I know it was ugly, Chris, and it's hard to look at the Ravens and feel good about yes, it was a car wreck, but they got the best record in the AFC. There's no denying. And I always tell you, sports has a short menu. It's wins and losses. They have 8 wins and 3 losses.
Yay.
And you know what? Even when they play poorly, they win. There's something about just win, baby. Who said that? Just win, baby.
Vic Vitale?
No.
Al Davis?
Al Davis.
Who?
The kid from Brooklyn.
Who is it?
He
did. Yeah, that's right.
Never heard of it.
Number two.
Number two. They had a bye last week, the Arizona Cardinals. Chris, they have a better record than the Packers. They're 9-2. They have the same number of wins. But the Packers own the tiebreaker, right? Because the Packers beat them when they were 7-0. So even though they have a half a game lead for the best record in the NFC, I do have Arizona as number two behind the Packers in the power rankings.
Number one.
You
the
just
Green
gave
Bay
us,
Packers.
Gave away your,
yeah, I mean, I had no way of doing it because they have the best record in the NFL, percentage-wise, right? I mean, that's the facts. But I love what the Packers have been able to do. And, Chris, they've done it all kinds of different ways. They can win by running the football. Aaron Rodgers can hurt you. Their defense makes plays. How many times have we seen them come up with big interceptions, pick sixes, stuff that they haven't had in years as far as defense making plays. So I think when you look at everything that they've done and go back to week one and how awful they were in that opener and where they are now to be 9-2 since that very game and some of the wins they've had, people were picking the Rams coming off a bye to win that game, Chris. Not you, not me, but am I right? A ton of people were picking the Rams in that game, and they won convincingly. So I have the Packers at number one.
It's not a bad list, Rob. Not bad. It's hard to disagree with the top two. I think they have been the best teams this year. Now, that's not me saying they're going to win the Super Bowl or even get there, but they have been the best. Green Bay's been steady. Even the loss recently to Minnesota, that was a tough one. It was a close one. And they beat Arizona, you know, without Devontae Adams, I believe.
And the loss to Kansas City, Chris, in Kansas City.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers wasn't that bad. Right.
Yeah. So they've been good. Arizona playing, you know, without Kyler and DeAndre Hopkins for a long time. And they've been winning. So you got to give them credit. I do think Kansas City is the best team in the AFC, and I'm not just saying for the long haul, you know, to get to the Super Bowl, but I think they've turned a corner, their defense has improved, and I think they're the best. But you're right, Baltimore's got the best record right now. If you're talking right now, it's hard to quibble. They've been up and down. They've been crushed a few times, but they do have the best record in the AFC. Tampa Bay, you know, no argument there. And the Patriots, look, like I said, I think the Chiefs should be in there somewhere. But if you're going right now, power rankings, I can't argue. Patriots have won six in a row.
They're hot.
And some good wins. They crushed Cleveland, which as much as Cleveland's been struggling, I mean, you don't expect them to get blown out, what, 45-7?
Not like that. That was a shocker. There was no doubt.
And they beat the Chargers. Yeah. And which is a good, you know, pretty good team.
I still don't know what the Chargers are.
Yeah, they're. I mean, look, to be honest, Rob, everybody in the AFC is pretty much up and down. Patriots have been kind of lately, they've been steady, but everybody's been up and down.
So
so that's why it's hard to figure out.
We got a minute here, Chris. The AFC West, where are you in that division? Like,
I think it's a good division.
Huh?
Yeah, it's a good division. I mean, I think Kansas City's the best. But no teams are bad. Even Denver. I know they're not great. They probably won't make the playoffs. But they're 6-5, and they're a solid team.
They're not out of it. They're a game behind Kansas City.
Everybody, Kansas City 7-4, and everybody else is 6-5. So look, the playoffs, man, as far as who makes it, is going to be interesting. As much as we're talking about New England, they're not a lock. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know that anybody's a lock at this point. All right, we got an hour left. You know what to do. Lock it right here. Eye couple.